Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
On Mind Food Radio, smart thinking. Hello, Ben Starr with you today. Carolyn Etting is over in, of course, New Zealand. How are you, Carolyn?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
You've got an interesting job. You'd certainly get around, don't you? What's this ID Fashion Week? Never heard of it, but you're down in Dunedin at the minute.
That's right. Now, ID Fashion Week's been happening for, I think, 15 years now. I've been coming down for about 12 of those. And actually, Australian commentator Glenys Trail-Nash was over here as one of the judges yesterday, along with Karen Webster from RMIT in Melbourne and Milena Stephen-Jones in London. And they joined local designers Margie Robinson from Thompson V and Tanya Carlson to judge this Emerging Designer Awards, which has got a really good reputation now internationally.
Yeah.
And we've had this year we had finalists from China, from Iceland, a lot from Australia, New Zealand, Ireland. And in fact, there were winners from all those five representative nations.
It's amazing when you think of the world that we live in, like how the cost of stuff is really implicating local, you know, trades and local businesses. I teach at TAFE and I walk sometimes through the fashion school like RMIT, and it's just amazing to see the talent that's coming through. You would see this probably all the time at these different things that you go to.
Oh, absolutely. It's so exciting. And Stephen Jones, when he spoke last night about three keywords that sort of they could see coming through in all the collections from all around the world was diversity, globalisation and professionalism.
Mm.
And the judges had a really difficult time because out of 100, over 150 applicants, they narrowed it down to 30. And everything was made so impeccably that the judging process was really difficult. One that actually didn't win, but which really caught my eye, was Zhu Xi Yang from the Shanghai University of Engineering Science.
Yeah.
And her collection was Map of Life. And she'd actually used Google Maps on the fabric.
Oh, my goodness.
To capture in the print. And it was just quite extraordinary what she created. But Tanya Carlson, who's one of the judges, she sort of pointed out that, you know, the future of fabric technology is changing and design students' imagination means they can now do anything.
How important is it for them in today's world to be published in magazines to get their name out there, but to make themselves a label and a name?
The publicity is really, really important. Obviously, if you've got nothing to back it through or if you don't have finance behind you and people supporting you, Stephen Jones did a public talk yesterday and he said, you know, you can be really good at something, but you've also got to really love it because you'll be up at 4 a.m. unpicking things or fixing things that you've maybe stuffed up in the learning process just because it's not right for the customer. And you also need massive support from your family and friends because you can't make it without support. So
no.
I've written over the years about, you know, lots and lots of designers who've had a lot of publicity and then they just fall by the wayside.
And it's like you were just saying with the girl with the Google Maps designs. I mean, it's great that she does that, but how does she survive in today's world? You know, you need money to be able to get all this stuff out, don't you?
Well, you do, but I think her concept was just so clever and the print that she created is really beautiful, and I'm going to, you know, include that on a story on mindfood.com. It just really captured my attention.
It's fantastic, isn't it, to see all that young talent coming through, and it sort of gives, you know, you hope that, you know, in the world that we're living in, it's not a dying trade.
What I also found really interesting over the last 2 years of coming to these awards is the new students' take on the body and proportion. It's certainly mostly on the catwalk in the new futuristic direction of fashion, as far as creativity goes, obviously not very commercial, because you don't want to look like you're massive, but is actually playing with exaggerated proportions and not form-fitting clothing.
Very fascinating stuff, isn't it? Well, Carolyn, you've definitely got the pick of the week, I think, in your fashion week this week. ID Fashion Week sounds really cool at Dunedin. And, of course, we're today talking about Emerging Designer Awards. For more details, you can jump onto mindfood.com. See you, Carolyn.
Great.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.